This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just got to tell you, I could spend the whole hour on this, but this is all brand new. KTTC just reported Franklin Graham coming to Rochester for God Loves You Tour. Now, I'm going to do this really quick. I'm showing you this on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. So you can see this on social media. If you can, I'll narrate for you. I'll do my best. Franklin Graham is coming to Rochester, Minnesota for a God Loves You Tour. What I want to do is I want to ask somebody to call in. I'm broadcasting. Just you need to understand the vastness and the people and the amount of people that we're speaking to on a daily basis. I'm preaching in the 157 cities right now. The number's 1-866-582-9933. What I want you to do is I want you to show me scripturally where Jesus ever told his disciples that he loved him. Okay? And before you go haywire right now, I'll bring about the answer concerning love and how it's brought, and I'll give you scriptural references to just that concerning the contrast in the message that Franklin Graham is giving, because it's unscriptural. It's unscriptural. The message that Franklin Graham is giving is unscriptural. And so, in saying that, what's interesting, I had somebody when I was highlighting Mr. Controlled Opposition here, Franklin Graham, and his daddy, who received a star from all the witches and the warlocks and the pedophiles and the immoral and debased in Hollywood. Isn't that interesting? You know, doesn't the Bible say something about the world would love its own? Yeah, it does. And doesn't it tell us in John 15 where Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Isn't that what Scripture says? Yes, it does. And doesn't it tell us in Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets? Isn't that the Grahams? Isn't that the hierarchy that you see on television on a 24/7 basis concerning Christianity in America? Folks, it's a lack thereof. It's false doctrine that's being promulgated and broadcasted throughout the mainstream media, the television series, and I'm talking about the television channels that are available to the people, and the series that they continuously promote. It's false doctrine for the most part. Not all of them, but for the most part, easily, hands down, it is false doctrine. Interestingly enough, somebody sent me this book. If you're on social media platforms, you can check this out right now. Billy Graham and His Friends. I want to read the back and look at how thick this book is. Listen carefully. In this most fascinating and extremely well-documented book, you will discover some little-known facts about one of the most well-known men of the 20th century, Billy Graham. Okay? as well as several of his influential and powerful friends. This adventure will take us into Graham's tent meetings and crusades, his visits to other countries, and his friendship with many presidents and national leaders. Well, Graham has been a beacon of hope in spiritual turbulent times and a source of comfort and solace to many in times of tragedy. We find that others have questioned his connection with the National and World Council of Churches, as well as the ecumenical, the oneness movements. Okay? Using many of his own quotes, you will be able to find out about the other side of Billy Graham and find out about some things that have taken place behind the scenes. This is now your opportunity. Somebody sent this. Do I believe it was by chance? Absolutely not. Have I read it? No, I have not taken the time to go through this. I'm judging him by what he does and what he did and the opportunities that pass by him concerning setting the record straight, concerning the Lord's will being done on this earth as it is in heaven that he passed by. We have abortion. We have homosexuality. All of this is illegal according to American law, which is, again, premised on common law. But for some reason or another, these two, Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Franklin Graham, he promotes everything that the politicians promote. Isn't that interesting? And we can see the besmeared doctrines of his father, who was called, by the way, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher. Okay? And just blurring the lines of who we are and what it is that Scripture has to say. But again, if the American people took the time to read the Bible for themselves, they would understand Franklin Graham and they would have understood his father, Billy Graham. They are controlled opposition. They are controlled opposition. They are there to prop up and keep in line the Protestants in America to the king that's been appointed next. And you've seen him do, namely Franklin Graham. You've seen him do it with Donald Trump. You've seen his father do it with every single president back into the 50s. And I want you to keep in mind, too, friends, William Randolph Hearst is one that made Billy Graham famous. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But William Randolph Hearst, he was an occultist. He's the one that said, puff him up, make him famous. Why? What is it that they knew? Well, what is it that we see, right? Because, again, we see over time exactly what they're responsible for and the opportunities that the Grahams have been given over and over and over again, and they fail to make take hold of Scripture and hold their ground against the evil forces of the world, not understanding that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Oh, my goodness, folks, I'm totally looking forward to getting into this because, again, Franklin Graham, going back full circle, Franklin Graham is coming to Rochester for a God Loves You tour. Again, I want someone to show me in Scripture where Jesus ever verbally said that he loved any of his apostles. I want somebody to show me in the New Testament where Jesus ever said, God loves you, or I love you, to that of his disciples or his apostles or to anybody as far as that goes, scripturally. 1-866, just to show you how biblically illiterate the American people have become, because they've heard this message for decades from the Grahams. God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life. Really? Trials, tribulations, persecutions, maybe even death? That's a wonderful plan, friends? Is God wonderful? Absolutely. And what he wills to do, friends, that's the direction that we all have to go, like it or not. But the fact of the matter, friends, again, we're going to expose Franklin Graham's God Loves You tour in light of Scripture. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting for that phone call. I'm waiting for that phone call, 157 cities. Those that are on social media platforms. 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's cover a couple things before we get over to that. We'll just kind of fly through some of the topics. And again, friends, topics that need to be told to the American people to shake you awake. As William Booth and Catherine Booth rightly knew, through testimony and understanding of Scripture, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present today, friends, is to tell the truth. Let me go through a couple of these things, friends, that you need to pay attention to. And if you haven't heard of these things, it's important and that they gather your attention at least for a moment to understand how you are, in fact, under attack. Mississippi State football lineman dies suddenly at 19 years old. 19 years old. Now, I got to again say, for the most part, this makes me so angry. And it makes me angry because the people don't listen the first time. He's 18 years old. They don't know the reason or the cause of death, and this is what we're continuously hearing since the beginning of the pandemic, namely about 9 months into it when they started to force the jab, the experimental jab. Then people started to die, and this is what they want to withhold from the American people and people on a global basis. Pay attention to what they're doing, friends, because they're not stopping. They're continuously pushing the envelope. That tsunami is destroying everything in its way, is it not? Yes, it is. And it's not going to stop until the American people stand up and put a stop to it. Okay? You are the government under God in this country. They are not. They are your representatives, and they do what you delegate them to do, and only that, and nothing more. But yet, what do we see? We see them assuming authority that's never been given unto them through administrative power. Okay, an administrative law, as they call it, is policy, and policy undermines the law. But again, I just wanted to highlight the fact that we have one of our young brothers that just died. Mississippi State football lineman dies suddenly at 19 years old. And this is what I want you to see, because I've highlighted this before on social media platforms. It says, now 18-year-old Mississippi State University football player Sam Westmoreland dies suddenly. If I was the parents, I would be absolutely livid. Okay? But what I want you to catch is what I've told you before. This guy that put the post up, it looks like he's a doctor, by the way, and he wants to play stupid. He knows exactly what he's doing and what he's pushing, because it's the protocol when you walk into a hospital today that the administration, they, if they can get you to take a test, a COVID test, they get kicked back. If they admit you to the hospital, it has to be for COVID, they get kicked back. If they put you on a mechanical ventilator, which 80% never get off of, they get kicked back. If they give you remdesivir, by the way, Rand Paul's wife was buying remdesivir as he was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci. I wanted you to know that. We've had a show on that. But what's interesting, if they give you remdesivir, which shuts down your organs, they get a kickback for that. And if you die in the hospital, if they label it COVID, the hospital gets a kickback for doing just that. Now, this is what bothers me about this. This guy here says, I'm seriously baffled. He said, I'm seriously baffled along with the doctors as to why this is happening. Can you make up the absolute willful blindness taking place? Just yesterday, again, friends, this is new information. This isn't regurgitated information. Over and over again on social media platforms, young people are just they're just dying off. And it's a part of judgment. And if you look at the book of Amos, you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about, because it's exactly what's happening here. But going now back to Sam Westmoreland, it's absolutely amazing that they just don't know what the cause of death is. But yet, at every given direction that I look concerning grassroots level, people are telling us exactly what's going on. I mean, you got Health Impact News telling us on a daily basis, highlighting the crimes of the government and Big Pharma and their alliance warring against the people through this genocide. People say, well, that's crazy. No, it's not. I just sat down with a lady that I never met 2 days ago, and she had told me that six people that she knew of personally that took the shot, she said every one of them are gone right now. And yet these people are just baffled and they're blindsided as to what is possibly happening with our young people today and old alike and the babies now. Now they just passed 15 to 0, the CDC, to go in and zero in and force your kids in public schools, which they shouldn't be there in the first place. Proverbs 22:6, to take an experimental jab. Here, let me show you this. Health Impact News, friends, is highlighting the amputations, the blood clots, the arteries, the innards just shutting down, your kidneys, your livers. Now they're highlighting, global research is now highlighting, friends, that many people fully vaccinated for COVID, they're now going blind. They're now going blind. We've highlighted the side effects of these experimental drugs, and they're admitting to it too, by the way. Okay? So don't call it a theory. No, they're admitting to it, friends. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, we've been warned about this for years and decades concerning the CDC. Now we're acting like that they're actually there doing us a service when in fact they are not. Just ask Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the planet. And that's exactly what's happening today. But many people fully vaccinated are now going blind. Okay? I have a family member right now, extended, complaining about the leg pain that he feels that he's never had before a day in his life. And we warned him and we warned him and we warned him, but he did it anyways. Okay, now he's being laid up and he can't move his body the way he could move it last year. Folks, you've been told, you've been warned. Look at this. This is the Japan, the Japanese people now in Japan, and the researchers over there published cases of strange blood clots following Pfizer COVID vaccinations. How is it that these people are not being held accountable for their crimes? How is it that they're doing what they're doing? Because they're gambling and banking on the fact that many people will just leave them alone and let them do it again. And guess what they're doing? Just exactly that. Just exactly that. How many times, Americans, I asked, do we need to be warned concerning what's going on here? Don't sit back and play stupid as to where did this come from? Why is this happening? I mean, we've shown you videos every step of the way. We've even showed you videos, friends, where nurses took the shot. They were promoting it. They took it, and then they died. And then the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated did everything in their power to bury the story. Okay? I just highlighted the other day a bodybuilder talking about, listen, I'll be the experiment. If I die, you are right. If I don't, then you basically need to just be quiet and admit that these vaccinations are good for you. Guess what, friends? He's gone now. Okay? So this is all I can do. I can't do anything else for you. I really can't. And why, again, the American people sit back and act as if their said representatives are doing their job, no matter how many times they were called out and caught on film, even saying it out of their own mouths, that this was a total fraud. Yesterday I did a show concerning Governor Whitmer where 70,000 small businesses were destroyed by that governor through her unlawful executive orders. Illegal. And she was struck down twice, but the people kept going along with what the corrupt witch had to say. And that's exactly what she is, by the way. This is not an in-calling. It's exactly who Whitmer is. She's a witch. Okay? So, you know, you warn them every step of the way. You can't do anything more. But let's not play the fools and quit playing fools to these ill-designing men, friends. Do yourself a favor and do that. I want to bring you over to Governor Michelle Grisham. I don't know what people don't see here. This woman is, if you have any discernment at all, you're going to get what I'm saying here. She is a wicked woman. She's a politician, and someone had the internal fortitude to actually call her out for her crimes during a debate.
Here we go again.
Listen to this.
What 25 years in government gets you. This gets you a governor who wants to play Jeopardy. She wants to go and get out.
Look at this woman.
Up. Let me see what I can ask. And let me tell you something, Governor. People have had enough of the political games. It's garbage at this point. And let's talk about this. You said you've been more transparent than any governor in history. Governor, you grabbed a male staffer's crotch, a gay male, and then you said, is there anything down there? You then paid him $150,000, Governor, and then you made him shut up about it. And now you have the gall to sit up here and not only victimize James Hallinan, but you re-victimize him. If you remember back, you said during the Andrew Cuomo scandal, if you don't believe those who go and bring these charges, then you're re-victimizing. So you're victimizing, re-victimizing, and now, and the topper of all toppers, you're creating yourself. Self is the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Governor, this is the sort of thing that people cannot stand.
Keep it down, GCN, please.
You've never said, look, I made a mistake. Here we go. You've just continued to lie about this issue time after time after
time. I'm going to play it out during the break.
About experience. Experience, especially the experience.
Why do you put up with this, America? This man is not.
Someone who has been.
Look at this incumbent criminal.
Doesn't belittle people and doesn't try to shrink other people to make themselves feel better. You want.
Folks, this is what we need. We need a lot more people. People that are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. We're going to take a quick break.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Xi Jinping on Sunday will preside over the most dramatic moment of the Communist Party's twice-a-decade Congress and name the members of its elite Politburo Standing Committee in China. With most Americans delaying or skipping new COVID-19 booster jabs, analysts and investors say far fewer will be given each year, pushing the number below annual flu vaccinations. Pfizer, meanwhile, expects to roughly quadruple the price of its vaccine to about $110 to $130 per dose after the U.S. purchase program expires, though insured people likely will keep getting it at no cost. And Twitter's general counsel told employees that the company had no plans for big layoffs after a Washington Post report said Elon Musk planned to get rid of nearly 75% of the staff if his bid to buy the social media firm is successful. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, as the numbers begin to accumulate here on social media platforms, I'm waiting for that phone call. Franklin Graham is now on his God Loves You tour, and yet I can't find that in Scripture. And I got to tell you, friends, I was friends with D. James Kennedy. I preached at that church. I preached to D. James Kennedy's congregation after he passed away, and I was honored to do it. I'm acquaintances and I believe friends with his daughter, and I say that because I know her, and I know that she appreciates this ministry and what we do. But I got to tell you, friends, Billy Graham's grandson ended up going to that church and dividing that church. He was nothing but trouble. And it's interesting, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Now, I'm not particularly blaming Billy for all of that, but I am saying, friends, you know them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. And what is it that they're preaching? It's a message that's not scriptural. What is the message? Franklin Graham coming to Rochester for God Loves You tour. Hey, frankly, can you show me in Scripture? And I want to go back to the callers. I'm broadcasting into 157 cities right now live, into 53 countries right now live. Okay, and I'm going to get emails and I'm going to get texts, and I'm not going to respond to all one of them. And why not? Because right now you have the opportunity to correct me. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to show me in particular where Franklin Graham can justify his God Loves You tour. Okay, because they say it all the time, God loves you. I can't find that in Scripture. I can't find it. Now, don't jump ahead of me, though. I am going to bring full circle in dovetailing by the leading of the Holy Ghost here, Romans 8:14, to bring out an understanding as to how that love is told and shared and shown unto us by God. Okay? Now listen, friends. I've searched Scripture in no calls. No calls, just for the record. No one can justify or validate the unscriptural message of Franklin Graham's Coming to or For God Loves You. 1-866-582-9933. We have six lines open right now, not one call. Not one call. And again, let me remind you, I'm not going to respond to your emails and I'm not going to respond to your texts. You're going to call in and you're going to call me out and set the record straight if you're going to do that. Okay? But here's the thing. They can't do that. Because I have searched Scripture high and low for Jesus Loves You gospel. And I can't find it. But yet we hear this all day long from the modern day gospel preachers. And it's modern gospel. And it's not the gospel. Galatians 1:8. Okay? Now listen, if it was there, I would gladly preach it. But nowhere can I find in any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. Now, the Bible does say, for God so loved the world in demonstration. In John 3:16. But each reference to the love of God in the Bible is in direct reference to the cross. To the cross. Here are a few references. Here in his love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to die for us to be the propitiation, the sacrifice, the atonement, the appeasement for our sins. 1 John 4:10. Okay, wait a second. So Jesus never told us he loved us with his mouth. Nope, he just exhibited his love for us. Right? He just exhibited his love for us and demonstrated his love for us on the cross. It was always in demonstration. Love is always in demonstration. As a matter of fact, when you go to 1 John 3:18, and this is why I continuously make reference to 1 John 3:18, it's just this. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. We got a caller. Bob calling from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Bob?
Maybe you can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, but I have read some verses that seems to me that love is conditional. And if you go to John 14:21, excuse me, I can't see where.
You're okay. You're okay.
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
Yeah.
I will love him and will disclose myself to him. That sounds conditional to me.
Yeah, you're at John 14:21, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. He that saith he loveth me and keepeth not my commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. That piggybacks off of what you're talking about right there in John 14:21. That's found in 1 John 2:4. And that is exactly right. Now, is God's love conditional? Well, the Bible does tell us in Psalm 7:11 that God is angry with the wicked every day. But it also tells us in the New Testament that he doesn't desire that any should perish. So there's a balance to it. And the Bible tells us that he'll show compassion to whom he'll show compassion and mercy to whom he'll show mercy. But, Bob, I guess the point is, and I know that you're on the same page with me here, is we keep hearing this reoccurring message from the Grahams. And the Grahams are always put up by the establishment today, and we have an establishment in the government because we have an establishment in the church, and Franklin Graham and Billy Graham were the ones that were responsible for propping it up as controlled opposition and keeping all the Protestants in line. And that's exactly why he's there. And the message is, in Scripture, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, what say you?
Well, I always hear that, and I thought, well, I could kept thinking, well, where is that in the Bible? I don't read that where, you know, God loves you and, you know, he hates the sin, loves the sinner and all that sort of thing. I was like, well, that doesn't ring right. There's another verse in John 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him and will come to him and make our abode with him. That, again, sounds conditional. If you go to Psalm 5, it says, God hates the workers of iniquity.
Yep. Yep. And he will not allow them to stand in his sight, it says right after that. That's exactly right.
So, and then if you go to, it's in Malachi, and I can tell you in Romans 9 or 13 where the verse is repeated again, where it says that God hated Esau but loved Jacob.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. So, there's a line, isn't there?
So basically, so am I right or wrong that I have come to the conclusion that it's conditional?
Well, it is conditional because there's people in hell and there's people that are in heaven. But I want to say it this way, in ending, at least on my part, it really comes down to how people respond to the gospel, because there's a lot of people in hell that responded to the gospel in a way that they shouldn't have, and that's why they're in hell. They rejected the mercy and the grace of God and the love of God to their own demise, and the reason they're in hell is because they failed to repent before God. Acts 20, verse 21. So I tend to agree with you 100%, and if anybody can prove otherwise, that's why we have the lines open. I totally appreciate your phone call, Bob, and thank you for proving the point, my friend. I really, truly do appreciate it. Jesus also said, piggybacking off of what Bob had shared as well, in John 15:10, Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, that is love, and the keeping of the commandments is the love of God, it tells us in 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. But he said in John 15:10, in particular, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. What is the fulfilling of the law, friends? Matthew 22:37. What is it? What's the fulfilling of the law? Love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now listen, friends, if you don't want someone stealing from you, then don't steal from them. Romans 13. If you don't want someone committing adultery with your spouse, then don't commit adultery with someone else's spouse. Right? If you don't want anybody stealing from you, then don't steal from them. If you don't want someone lying to you, then don't lie to them. Love worketh no ill. It tells the truth, and it holds within love. And when we look at Jesus Christ, nowhere, John 8:46, did he ever, ever, ever commit sin. Never. And his grace message to those that repented were what? Go and sin no more. John 8:11. My goodness, folks, we're getting off track just a little bit, but we're sticking to the point here. Let me get back to some more of my points. 1-866-582-9933. Highlighting Franklin Graham's coming to Rochester for God Loves You tour. It's unscriptural, friends. What his daddy used to preach concerning God loves you was unscriptural as well. The message isn't, again, as I told Bob, our friend in Colorado, it is not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It is repent before God for breaking his law. And the mediator is Jesus Christ, who came down into the world and died for our sins. Okay? And we live unto him who died for us because we're crucified with him, we're baptized with him, and we're risen to the glory of the Father. Romans 6. Read the whole chapter. Now let me keep going on here. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Whoa. So it was always a demonstration. Romans 5:8. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. Right? John 15:13. Wow. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's, folks, that is the fruit in response that we give to what the Lord did through Jesus Christ on Calvary. Okay? That was 1 John 3:16. And one more. Christ hath also loved us and hath given himself for us as an offering. Okay? He was the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Ephesians 5:2. And then we all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I'll tell you what, folks, when you take that over into the natural, because Jesus spoke in the natural when he was teaching spiritual lessons, 1 Corinthians 2:14, when you go to Arlington Cemetery and you ask the Holy Ghost to reveal to you what it is that you need to know concerning the cross experience, the passion of the Christ, I'll tell you what, your eyes are wide open to understand that there's a lot more to this than just what we're told through religious dead words by the likes of a Franklin Graham. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, we are going to be in St. Clair, Michigan, October 22nd, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at We the County Days. We're going to be in, 7000 McClements Road, Brighton, Michigan, October 25th, a private event, Hart, Michigan, October 26th at 6 p.m., Lake Baptist Church, Nuwago, Michigan, October 26th at 7 p.m. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. People are asking all the time. Go to schedule on Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Bradley's schedule. You can find out exactly where we're at. We're highlighting right now the unscriptural messaging going on by the Grahams. Now, listen, I got to say this, and this is the danger of it all, is a lot of what I've seen from Billy Graham was, for the most part, has always been spot on scripturally. But the messaging has always been backwards. And you got to ask the question why the mainstream media keeps putting the microphone up to the Grahams constantly when it comes to politics. I mean, listen, Franklin Graham, moving on from his dad, what did he do? He endorsed Donald Trump every step of the way. The father of the vaccine. Matter of fact, Franklin Graham even went so far as to say that Jesus would have gotten the experimental vaccines. That's blasphemy, friends. We're talking about a just and a holy God. We're talking about the Son of God incarnate. The Lamb of God, the healer, the prophet, the list goes on, and this guy has the audacity to blaspheme the Son of God. Not a good place to put yourself there, dog. And I mean that with an all sincerity. That's blasphemy. That is the definition of blasphemy. And again, now going back to Billy Graham, isn't it interesting? He constantly was standing there next to the presidents. Why? Because they're appointed. They're called controlled opposition. They keep the Protestants in line. When you read, just like our friend Bob, when he just said from Colorado, the guy that called in from Colorado said, you know, I hear what they say, but I don't read what they read. That's right, because it's not in the Bible. It's man-made. And that's the reason it's man-made is because they want to subject you to man, not to the King of Kings. Instead of these guys going out there and playing the Protestants that they claim to be, Protestants, what do? They do just the exact opposite. They just go, they just want to take the sheep and submit them to the next president. No! The president is a servant to the people. And they got it completely backwards. And so are the Grahams. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of seeing these Billy Graham and Franklin Graham stickers on the back of cars. And then when you use Scripture, they get mad at you for telling them what Scripture says. But they'll back up and they'll prop up Billy and Franklin Graham at every given turn. That doesn't fare well for you, friends. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. That's what these men are. That's what these men are. Hey, folks, would you eat a steak with a little poison in it? You didn't know where the poison was, though. And they served it up, and they said, no, just eat around the poison. Well, you would say, I don't know where the poison's at, because I wasn't there when you put it there. Well, that's what these men are. They're a little poison on the steak as you eat. And they're not serving up the bread of life, friends. In a lot of ways, they're serving up the bread of death. Because to trust in the arm of the flesh brings a what? A curse. Jeremiah 17. Okay? Enough of this. Let's get on to this. I want to ask the question, where is God's love concerning Paul, who was beheaded, by the way, for his faith? Paul, Apostle Paul, the man that was responsible for being influenced and inspired by God to write 2/3 of the New Testament. How is it that Paul, the Apostle Paul, knew that God loved him? Here, let me tell you scripturally. He was often hungry and naked. He was whipped, beaten, stoned, and so depressed at one stage he wanted to die. Paul was mocked, hated, shipwrecked, imprisoned for years, and then finally martyred. What did he look for concerning assurance of God's love for him? He didn't look at his lifestyle because to the unlearned eye it didn't exactly speak of God's caring hand for him. His abundant life was certainly full, but it wasn't full of what we think it should have been if God loved him. Look at Paul lying half naked on a cold dungeon floor, chained to hardened Roman guards. Look at his bloody back and his bruised, swollen face. Hey, Paul! Hey, Apostle Paul! You've been beaten again. Where are your friends? I mean, I know Demas and others have forsaken you. Where's your expensive chariot, Paul? And where's your successful building program, Paul? Where's the evidence of God's blessing in your life, Apostle Paul? Wait a second. What's that? What did I hear? What did you say, Paul? Did I hear you mumble through those swollen lips that God loves you? Paul slowly lifts up his head, his blackened eyes bruised, and his eyes look deeply into yours, and they sparkle as he says two words. Amen. The cross. The cross. He painfully reaches into his blood-drenched tunic and carefully pulls out a large letter that he had been writing in his own hand. His trembling and blood-stained finger points to one sentence in particular. See, you strain your eyes in the dim of light and read that which Paul read, and I'm sorry, wrote, and we read it. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. That's right. See, Paul knew that when God created the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky that surrounds this massive earth, he displayed to humanity his incredible power, his majesty, and his glory. And in the same way, the cross of Calvary displayed to humanity the evidence of God's love towards us, but God commendeth his love towards us, Americans. God commendeth his love towards us, friends, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. That was the source of Paul's joy, Hebrews 12:2, and thus his strength. Matter of fact, in Galatians 6:14, it tells us, but God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, where I am crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. If there's an economic recession, those who look solely to material blessings as evidence of God's love will think that God has clearly forsaken them. Those who look to the cross as a token of God's love, however, will never doubt his steadfast devotion to them. The cross is the show of God's love for the world. It is the focal point of our message. Calvary's cross is the very essence of the gospel, yet I have lost count of the times I have heard self-proclaimed preachers of the gospel fail to even mention a word of it. Jesus told the Pharisees that they admitted or omitted the weightier matters of the law in judgment, mercy, and faith. And therein is our message. There is the proper arrangement. It is because of judgment that we need mercy, and the way to obtain mercy is through faith. So what exactly am I saying? I'm saying that it's a grave error to tell an impenitent sinner of God's love in Christ without direct mention of the cross. Why? Because the Bible doesn't do it, friends. And how can we mention the cross without reference to sin, 1 John 3:4? And how on earth can we mention sin without reference to the law, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7? Is the sinner of today more learned than the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 7:7, I had not known sin but by the law? Has God changed his mind in using the law to bring the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20? If we want to show sinners that Jesus loves them, we must do so biblically, or they will spurn his love. They'll reject his love. See, we can invoke a tearful response by telling sinners that God loves them, but again, it's unscriptural. It's certainly less offensive to receivers, and therefore an easier message to give. But it's not biblical. But again, friends, what are we hearing from the modern day hirelings, John 10:12? God loves you, too. That's not the message. I want to tell you something, friends. These know not the power of God unto salvation. They don't preach it because they've never experienced the cross. And therein is your warning flag right there. If they preach not law to grace, if they preach not the Christ crucified, get away from them even now. You will find that those preachers that understand the power of God unto salvation, they're not the hirelings. They're the ones going after the enemies. They're the ones awakening the people and telling them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:17. I'm thinking of Acts 20. Verse 21. I'm thinking of Acts 2:38. Folks, if we stick to Scripture, we're always going to be in the safe zone. If we don't, we're going to end up being just like one of these hirelings. And I want you to hear this so you can understand when I say that they are controlled opposition. When you look to the book of 1 Kings chapter 13, 33, in ending, the Bible tells us clearly, the corrupt king, this is the King James Version, after this thing, the corrupt king Jeroboam returned not from his own evil way, but what did he do? He made again of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. Whoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the corrupt high places. That's the Grahams.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
extend your life with Extendover.